Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Friday morning, November 10th. This year's Student Hunger Drive is now over. Yesterday, students from 17 high schools brought the food they've collected during the past 6 weeks to the Riverbend Food Bank in Davenport. The final tally is nearly 425,000 pounds of food. From Pleasant Valley High School, Haley Germain says the student council led this year's effort and collected more than 50,000 pounds, more than double last year's total.
We had a competition. It was called Spartan Survivor, and we based it off the popular TV show Survivor, and we had teachers getting voted off the island every week, and we had different incentives to try and keep your teacher on the island. People pledged money or they brought cans. Teachers with the most cans got to make it at the end of the week, and then we narrowed it down to the top five teachers.
Grateful for the help each year is Food Bank President and CEO Mike Miller. Miller says the Riverbend Food Bank now serves 300 food pantries in 23 Iowa and Illinois counties, distributing more than 15 million pounds a year. Hotels in the Quad Cities want to attract more tourists, so they may charge guests more per night. Yesterday, the Quad Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau hosted a discussion about implementing a destination marketing fee. President and CEO Joe Taylor says marketing funds are becoming more scarce, and the destination fee is voluntary for hotel owners.
But those hotels that would involve themselves and collect the fee and forward that to the Bureau, that would be part of a yet-to-be-determined and yet-to-be-organized committee that would then make decisions on how those dollars are spent in terms of sales and marketing.
Taylor says officials from Quad Cities Hotels, Attractions, and other groups are open to the idea. Next, he plans to meet with individual hotel owners to find out who's interested in implementing the destination marketing fee and how they'd like to proceed. A community activist and John Deere employee has decided to run for the Iowa Senate. Yesterday, Marie Gleason of Bettendorf announced her bid for the Democratic nomination in District 47 that's now represented by Republican Robbie Smith of Davenport. District 47 includes parts of eastern Davenport, plus Bettendorf, Riverdale, Panorama Park, and Pleasant Valley Township. Gleason works as a project manager in human resources for John Deere. She says her goal is to, quote, bring common sense to the Iowa Capitol. Smith is now serving his second term in the Iowa Senate. Scientists serving as advisors to the U.S. EPA are finding out from news stories that they've been removed or demoted. Many of these scientists come from academia and say they've been replaced by scientists from industries regulated by the EPA. Professor Peter Thorne heads the University of Iowa's Department of Occupational and Environmental Health. Until recently, he also chaired the EPA's Science Advisory Board, the agency's most prominent advising body.
I was term limited, but I was nominated to continue, and I found out from the media that someone else had been asked to chair that going forward. I have not gotten official word, but my name disappeared from the website this week, so that's confirmation.
Thorne says he's worried changes at the EPA will limit the agency's ability to protect public health and the environment. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.